The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalet. The Mishneh on Mem Dalet and Mebeis tells the Maisa, Shoal Pruklus Ben Flusvus, there was a particular Gentile officer, a hegemon as the Gemara calls him, Himedrig Umliel and Akoi, bathing in a merchatz of Aphrodite. Aphrodite was a statue on Avodah Zarah, and in the courtyard of this statue there was a merchatz which Rabbi Gamliel was bathing in. Omar Lei, so this Pruklus asked him, it says in your Torah, lo yidbak biyot chamu umamun acherem, you may not have any hanah from Avodah Zarah, anything that should be consecrated from you, namely Avodah Zarah, which is Asur Hanah, how could you then bathe in the merchatz of Aphrodite? Rabbi Gamliel responded, Ein meshivin b'merchatz. The Mishnah then continues along the conversation between Rabbi Gamliel and this Pruklus. But the Gemara asks immediately, Heichi avarachi, how was Rabbi Gamliel able to say, Ein meshivin b'merchatz, v'om rabba bar bachon, Rabbi Yechanan, b'chol mokum mutu laharer. Every place is mutter to think divrei Torah, chutz mi beis hamerchatz mi beis hakisei, not in a bathhouse and not in a bathroom. So if hearer, even thinking Torah thoughts, is aser, certainly to speak divrei Torah is also aser. If so, how could a Mulil have said even the words ein meshivim bemerchatz? To which the Gemara answers, really what happened was, after Mulil exited the beis hamerchatz, that's when he told him, Ein Meshivim B'merchatz. He excused himself and explained he couldn't respond inside because Ein Meshivim B'merchatz. As Tosfos over there explains, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, there are three distinct areas to a Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tanichnas LaBeis HaMerchatz. If it's a Mokum, Shemenei Adam Eimdim Levushin, the place where everybody has their clothing on, call it the outer room, Yesha mikru tefila, one can learn, one can daven. Veitzarch leim is certainly shela shalom, one is allowed to greet his friend with the words shalom aleichem, even though shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makom shebnei adam ayimdim arumim levushin, what we'll call the dressing room, which some people are dressed, some are undressed. Shela shalom is mutter. However, one cannot learn, one cannot daven in that area. And then the inner room, Mokin Shemini Adam Aimdim Arumim, where people are generally found, Rav people are undressed, over there it's Aser certainly to learn and daven, and it's even Aser to mention the name Shalom, She'elah Shalom, greeting one's friend with a Shalom Aleichem. And this is Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen, Pei Dalad. There are these three areas, the Beis Hachitzayim, which everyone is still dressed, as Mutav, Redivrei Torah, and Dvarim Shebekdusha, the Emtsai, which is the dressing room. People are dressed and undressed. Over there it's mutter to say Shalom Aleichem, but Kriya Shema Tefillah is Aser. And the Pnimi, the inner room of the bathhouse, where people are undressed, over there it is certainly Aser, even Shela Shalom. And the Ramah adds, it is even Aser to respond Amen to a bracha that is heard from outside. Now even though the Gemara here puts Beis HaMerchatz and Beis HaKisei B'chod HaMachta, puts it seemingly in one category, there seems to be a difference between the two. The reason why it is also to be Maharer in a Beis HaKisei is based on the Pasuk of Parshas Kitzeitzei, in Perach of Gimel, when Klal Yisrael is going out to war. The Torah HaKadosh tells us that a person has to have an instrument, the Yoset Yelocha Alazinecha, one has to carry with him an instrument, a shovel of sorts, and with that, V'chisisa Esteyosecha, one has to cover over his waist. Tells us, the Torah tells us the reason for this is, Ki Hashem Aleikecha Mesalek V'cher Machanecha, Hashem is in your midst. And therefore, V'hoye Machanecha Kodosh, your camp that you're in always must be Kodesh. So the reason why it's usher for the person to think Torah thoughts in a Beis HaKisei is because of the tinuf that is found in a Beis HaKisei, the Meraglayim, the Tzaya, and because of that it lacks the Vayam Achanecha Kodesh when one utters Dvarim Shebekedusha. However, the din of a Beis HaMerchatz is not so simple that Vayim Achnecha Kodesh goes on a Beis HaMerchatz as well. From Rashi and Tosfos and our Gemara, it seems that the reason why it's also to be Maharer in Divrei Torah in a Beis HaMerchatz is because that's a place where people are Omdim Arumim. Because they are unclothed, that's why it's usher to speak or even to be Mahar in Divrei Torah. However, the Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simin Peyes of Gan Beis asks from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Amar Aleph. Over there it's clear from the Gemara that based on the Pasuk of Elayir Bucha Ervas Dovar, Dibur Asur, but here is Mutter. When it's only an issue of seeing or being in a state of Orum, of unclothed state, then only Dibur is Asur. To speak words of Torah, to speak Dvarim Shebekdusha is Asur. However, to be Mahara B'Divrei Torah, the Gemara says is Mutter. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that the reason why it's Asur to be Mahara in Merchatz is because Mishum Denafesh Zuameh, because of the heat and the steam that's created, it itself takes on the status of a bathroom, the status of a Beis HaKiseh, that it also becomes an unclean place. And this is the reason the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Peihes of Katan Ches quotes as well. And this really is found in earlier source. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this from Rabbeinu Banayach. The Kesef Mishnah is found in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Kriyashma. So we have two distinct reasons. Is the reason because, as Rashi and Tosfos and our Gemara seem to indicate, the Beis HaMerchatz is also to be Mahara B'Divrei Torah because people are Orim in that place, they are enclosed in that place? Or is the reason because of Nafesh Zuameh, that it has the status, it takes on the status of a Beis HaKiseh in that it is an unclean place? A big nafkamina would be that if you go with the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah's reason, that it's only because Nafesh Zuameh, then if you would have, for example, a designated area for bathing, like we have today, a place to just take a shower, or in a yeshiva or in a camp, you have shower houses, where there are only showers, there's no Beis HaKiseh, there's no toilet found in that area. So in that case, it would not be the same status as a mikveh, which Nafesh Zuameh, where the water is always heated up, and it's always in a state of heat and steam. But in a shower house, that is probably not the case. It is not a Nafesh Zuameh. So therefore, even though to speak Divrei Torah would be Yasser, because people are Arum, V'layir V'cha Ervas Dover, Dibur Az Yasser. But to think Divrei Torah in such a place, where it's only designated for a shower, and there is no Beis HaKiseh, that indeed, many Peskim write, would be Mutter. It would even be Mutter Peskim write to listen to Divrei Torah, because that's only considered a hearer. So to listen to a recording of Divrei Torah in a place which is only a shower, only designated for bathing, and no Beis HaKiseh there, that too, Peskim say, would be Mutter. Certainly it would be Mutter in a pool area, where that's probably the status of a Beis Amtzai, because people are dressed and undressed, even those who would be undressed. And that certainly would be Mutter. As we have mentioned, a Beis HaKiseh is also to speak, and even also to be Maharer in Divrei Torah. Because of this, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Peihei suggest that one should think cheshbonos, one should think about his business dealings in a Beis HaKiseh, in order that he not come to be Maharer in Divrei Torah. On Shabbos, says the Machzah Shekel, where to think thoughts of business would be Osir. So one should think about binyanim v'tziurim, one should think about nice pictures, big buildings, tall buildings. One should keep his mind preoccupied with other thoughts which are mutter to think of, in order that he should not come to think thoughts of Torah. Indeed, the Shailas Shuvas Shailas Yavis from Rabbi Yaakov Emdim, Nechelik Aleph Simen Yud, writes that he heard the Ramban would be Ma'ayin et Sifrei Chachmei Umas Haylam, written not in Lashna Kodesh, written in the language of the time from the Chachmei Umais, and he would read that in the Beis HaKiseh in order that he not come to think Divrei Torah. And so would be the custom, so was the practice, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdim, of his father, the Chacham Tzvi. He would read books of philosophy in order to keep his mind occupied with that instead of coming to Divrei Torah. There's some basis of this. Even in Tosfos, in Tainus, Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, based on a Yerushalmi, from the Medrash Rabbah that Shmuel also would be Ma'ayin in astrology while in the Beis Hamayim. The Shelas Yaivitz himself, Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself, it's brought in a reprinted Shelas Yaivitz with Ha'oris. It's brought in one of the Svarim of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's called Sefer Shimush. He writes about himself. He says, "Hinini Yomer bepe mole." I am stating this clearly. Sisu b'nei me'ai, that he testifies about himself that even in the times that he was in a Beis Hakisei, they were not wasted. Obviously, things that are permitted to be ma'ayin and permitted to read. But he says, since that was the time where it was usher to learn, usher to think divrei Torah, so he would occupy himself with seeing this yesh mamoshes bedaver to be mavchin bein tov l'ra bein emes l'sheker. But this seems to be, this was a practice of Gedolim. It's brought from Reb Zalman of Elamim Volozhin, the brother from Chaim Volozhin, Reb Zalman, that he used to speak sichas chulin in the Beis Hakisei in order to prevent himself from coming to thoughts of Divrei Torah. The Marshal in his Chochmah Shleima here in Siman Pehei has a suffix whether it's permissible to think about Metzias Hashem Yisborach. Is one allowed to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Summit, constantly a person should always have Hashem in front of his mind's eye. So it would seem to be even permissible in a Beis Hakisei. The Barshal wants to bring a raya from a Gemara in Yuma Dav Zayin. Ayin Shom is raya. However, in the Shailas Teshuvas Lahiris Nasin, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, he's very troubled by the raya, and he dismisses this raya of the Marshal. And he brings a very interesting medrash, which would prove the other way, that indeed it would be usher to even think about Metzias Hashem in a bathroom while in a Beis Hakisei. So Medrash brought in one of the Balei Tosfos in the end of Parshas Yisro, which tells us, Shaul Kesar as Rabbi Yeshua, emperor, once asked Rabbi Yeshua, "Mimnei Maloi Nemar Shem Behei Dibrei Sachroinos Kamei Berishoinos." We know in the first five Dibreis, it has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in each of them. While in the last five, Lei Sirtzach, Lei Sinov, Lei Signoi, it does not have Hashem's name. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Come, let's go for a walk." They went for a walk in the streets, and everywhere they walked, they saw the image, the statue of this emperor in every house. In other words, to indicate that everybody understood he's the ruler of the place. They went to a Beis Hakisei, and there was no statue. Says Rabbi Yeshua to the emperor, "Why is there no statue over here?" Is this an appropriate place that my statue should be found? Says Rabbi Yeshua, the same is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's inappropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be associated with Ritzicha, Niyav, Gneva, Eidah, Sheker, and Chemda. Interesting medrash. Says Rabbi Nassim Gestel in this Tshuva and Lairis Nassim, that we know by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no difference between Machshava and Dibur. And therefore, just like Dibur would be Osir, Dibur and Divrei Torah, Dibur of Hashem's name would be Osir, in a Beis Hakisei, in a Malkum Metunuf, in an unclean place, the same would apply with even Hirur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aside from the fact that once someone starts to be Mahar about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it probably leads him to thinking about various Psukim. It would seem that according to his psak that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit is usher, and so too a shaila that's asked, is it mutter to think about the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos, the six constant mitzvahs that are incumbent upon a yid in a Beis Hakisei? Because although the Bir Halacha, right in the beginning of Siman Aleph, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch by saying, sheish mitzvahs, chiyuv and tmidi, there are six mitzvahs, which its chiyuv is constant. Lo yifseku me'alodom afilu rega echad kol yomav. Seemingly to say that there's not even one second where a person is absolved of this mitzvah. Kol zman v'chol rega sheyachshu ben kain mitzvah saseh. Ve'en keitz l'ma'an schara mitzvahs. So quotes the Bir Halacha. However, it would seem to be in the same category as Shivisei Hashem Lanegdi Samed, certainly because these Sheish Mitzvah Smidias are based on Psukim. So it would be usher to think about them in a Beis HaKisei. Even as we mentioned, Torah thoughts in a Beis HaKisei, as opposed to a Beis HaMerchutz, which is only a designated Beis HaMerchutz, we find, many people find that it's sometimes impossible, and thoughts of Divrei Torah just come into their minds. So we have to mention here an interesting psak from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef at Erechaim Simen Pehei quotes a Rabbeinu Monayach, which says that the Yerushalmi in Brachis seems to go against our Gemara. Because the Yerushalmi says that it's Mutu Lahar B'Divrei Torah B'Beis HaKisei, seemingly connected what Rabbi Bar Bachonim Rabbi Yochanan says, that it's also Lahar B'Divrei Torah B'Beis HaKisei B'Beis HaMerchatz. Zogtu Beis Yosef, this is not so. The Yerushalmi does not disagree with the Bavli. The Chilik is as follows, that when our Gemara in the Bavli says Osir Laharer, that's L'chatchila. In other words, for a person to arrange his thoughts and to intentionally think about Divrei Torah, that indeed is Osir. However, Zogtu Beis Yosef, Avlamaya Talmudei Shogur B'Piv, someone who is constantly learning, V'hirer La'adzai, that's Mutter. If beyond his control, if just thoughts of Divrei Torah pop up in his head, they swarm into his mind while he's in a Beis HaKisei, that's what the Yerushalmi means, that's mutter. Zogtu Beis Yosef, the raya to this, that even the Bavli agrees with this, is a raya from the Gemara in Tzvachim. The Gemara Kuf Beizim and Beizim Tzvachim says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Hai Dina, this din that the Gemara there was talking about, Merab Elazar Rav Shimon Gamirna BeBeis HaKisei. I learned this din from Rav Elazar Rav Shimon in the Beis HaKisei. Frek the Gemara VeHechi Yavid Achbi. How was he able to do this? VaHomer Abba Bar Bavchanam Rabbi Yechran BeChol Mokum Mutalar Chutz Mimerchutz UBeis HaKisei. So how could he have said this? And if the Gemara answers LaAnsoi Shiny, it was an Einus. What do you mean it's an Einus? Dr. Rashi, Shahaisa Shmuase Shigura Bepiv, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was constantly learning, and therefore Maharer Bo Al Korchoi. Bar Korchoi he thought Divrei Torah. And therefore, LaAnsoi is Mutter, and that's what the Rishami means, that it's Mutter Larba Divrei Torah, meaning in a case of Einus, where just the thoughts of Divrei Torah come into the person's mind. The Drisha says that based on this Gemara in Zvachim, it would seem if one has an Einus and thoughts of Torah come into his mind, at that point it would be even mutter to speak it out, as is indicated by this Gemara in Zvachim, that Rava said he heard this psak from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in the Beis HaKisei. However, the Birka Yosef is matka this Gemara. Birka Yosef says, Avada, to speak words of Divrei Torah is always awesome. Even if one would have thoughts of Divrei Torah, La'ansai, without his intentionally thinking about it, just the thoughts of Divrei Torah coming to his mind, still Dibur would be awesome. Either Gemara says that Rava heard this psak, says the Birka Yosef, the pshat is, and indeed this is what the Birka Sazavach from the Marshak, Shmuel Kedanover, explains Shana the Gemara in Zvachim, that the thought of the psak of this Divar Torah came to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ba'onis in the Beis HaKisei. However, the psak was given over to Rava later on in the Beis HaMedrash. When he met Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in the Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon told him, this is the psak, and I thought of it, it came to me in the Beis HaKisei. But he only spoke it out in the Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Pehei Sifkon Chesk Paskins like this Birka Yosef. But other than that, the Mishnah Berurah says, one must try to expel thoughts of Divrei Torah from his mind when he is in a Beis HaKisei. Indeed, the Shailas Hetshuvos Radvaz, Chelek Aleph, Siman Shin Mem Beis, he was asked, if one is in the middle of learning a sugya, a halacha she'ein psuka, a complex sugya that takes thought, that one puts his mind to it, is a mutter while in the middle of learning this sugya, is a mutter to then enter into a Beis HaKisei. Why? Because Ikalamechish Dilma Yaharer, maybe he will come to think about the sugya. and certainly not an uncommon phenomenon. And we know in a Beis Hakis, he has Osir. So he writes the Radvaz in a Beis Hakis and a Beis Hamechatz, since the person knows that indeed it is Osir to be Mahar over there, so he must force himself to take the thoughts of Divrei Torah out of his mind before he enters in to the Beis Hakisei. As was mentioned before, we find that the Gedolim used to arrange their time in the Beis Hakisei to have their minds preoccupied about thoughts which are mutter, in order that they don't come to think about Divrei Torah. One final thought. There is a sefer that is attributed to the Vilna Gaon. It's a sefer of 400 klolim on mathematics, on algebra, geometry, trigonometry, which was the ksav yad of the Gaon, and it's authenticated like that, even though it was printed by, not by the Gaon, but Reb Shmuel from Luknik, who named the sefer Ayil Meshulish, but there is a hakdama from the Gaon's grandson, the son of Rabbi Avram ben Agra, who was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe from Slonim. He himself wrote a hakdama to the sefer. There's all the rayas, and indeed this was the Ksav Yad Kotchei of the Vilna Gaon, this math book. And indeed it was an amazing, one of the great chokhmas, as we know that the Gaon knew, even at a young age, tremendous chokhmas in every area. However, there is a legend that the Gaon wrote this book while he was in the Beis HaKisei. There is no source for this legend. Indeed, the fact that he wrote this only in a Beis HaKisei is completely unfounded.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on today's daf tells us that David HaMelech had a crown, which he was maniach b'mokum tefillin, that he used to wear it in the mokum tefillin. So the Gemara asks for Haboya Anuchi Tefillin. David HaMelech L'chayra had to wear Tefillin. So how is he able to wear the crown in the Mokum Tefillin? So the Gemara says, Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mokum Yesh B'Rosh, Sheroi L'Niach B'Yishtei Tefillin. That the Mokum Tefillin on the Rosh is large enough for two Tefillin. Rashi explains, since it was large enough for two Tefillin, so the crown was placed in half of the Mokum Tefillin. The other half of the Mokum Tefillin, which is large enough for the Tefillin itself, was reserved for the actual Tefillin. So therefore it was possible for David HaMelech to wear the crown in the Mokum Tefillin, as well as Tefillin in the Mokum Tefillin. Rashi says, She'rochav ha-charitz, the width of the charitz, the width of the Mokum Tefillin, meaning going from right to left, from ear to ear, is mokin krach shtei ritzuis, is the size of a wrapping of two ritzuis, the hiyah is a neichem b'chatzi rochbay, and the crown sat in half of the width of the mokin tefillin, and the tefillin sat in the other half of the width. Our girsa in Rashi is mokin krach shtei ritzuis, that there's enough space for two wrappings, two rolls of ritzuis. The Bach and the Eli Rabba, Geres and Rashi, Shemokim Reichav HaKetzitza, because the entire tefillin has to be placed in the Mokum Tefillin. And what Rashi means to say is, according to their Gersa, that the Mokum Tefillin was wide enough from right to left, from ear to ear, for two tefillins. In half, David HaMelech had the crown, and in the other half, he wore tefillin. Al Kolponim, it's Mavur in Rashi, that when we say Mokum Yesh B'Rosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin, the pshat is from right to left. From right to left, there is Mokum to wear two tefillins. Many Rishonim argue on Shitas Rashi, and they learn that the Mokum Sheyesh B'Rosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin is not side by side, but rather from front to back. That's the Shita of Taisus and Masechta Sukkah. Daf Hei, the Rosh in Hilchas Tefillin, the Sefer Truma, the Taisus Yishanim, and many Rishonim learn that the Mokum Yesh Rosh of the Yesh Tefillin is one behind the other, from front to back. unlike our Rashi, where Rashi is learning that the Mokum Yesh Varosh from the Yeshtay Tefillin is from right to left. Now the emes is that L'chaira Rashi is L'shitasai, and the other Rishonim are also L'shitasai. Because the Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol was able, there was a Mokim Sar between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes, and the Kohen Gadol was able to wear Tefillin between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes. Rashi learns that the tzitz was placed on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. So since the tzitz was placed on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, so therefore, at the beginning of the hairline, the beginning of the Mokum Tefillin, the Kohen Gadol would put his tefillin, and then, behind that, right away, he would put the mitznefes. We have no haychacha at all that the Mokum Tefillin extends from front to back the size of two tefillin. The Kohen Gadol had to wear a tzitz and tefillin and a mitznefes, no problem. The tzitz went on his forehead, too low for the Mokum Tefillin. Then came the tefillin by the hairline, and above it came the mitznefes. Tosfos and many Rishonim learn that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz not on his forehead, but above his forehead on the Mokum Tefillin. And if, according to the Rishonim who learned that the tzitz was placed on the Mokum Tefillin, the tzitz was actually placed on the Kohen Gadol's hair in the Mokum Tefillin, the fact that the Kohen Gadol wore tefillin between the tzitz and the mitznefes, it's mukhah from that the Mokum Tefillin has enough room for two tefillins, one behind another. The tzitz took up the regular, simple Mokum Tefillin right by the hairline. And then the Kohen Gadol wore his tefillin further back. And behind that, the mitznefes. And the Rishonim Mamazder, that's why the mitznefes is called a mitznefes, because it had to be wrapped up tighter than the Kohen Hedid's mikvas. The Kohen Hedid on his head only had tefillin plus his mikvas, and the Kohen Gadol had the three things on his head. The tzitz, and the tefillin, and the mitznefes. But al kolponim, we're holding a machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns Mokum Yesh Varosh and Yechshei Tefillin means from right to left, and the Tosfos and the Rosh learn that Mokum Yesh Varosh and Yechshei Tefillin means from front to back. Now, the emes is, if one looks in Shulchan Aruch, so in Siman Lamed Daled, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about wearing Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, so the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody who wears two pairs of tefillin should, at the same time, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin at the same time, should wear one behind the other. He wears the Rashi tefillin lower, and behind it the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And from there it would seem that Rashi holds that Mokum Yesh Varosh and Yechshei Tefillin means one behind the other. And it would also seem that Rashi holds, the Mishnah Berurah holds that these two pshatim are mutually exclusive. The Haina, when we say the Mokum Yesh Varosh and Yechshei Tefillin, it means one behind the other, but the Mokum Tefillin, but only one behind the other. Not side by side. The Mishnah Berurah does not give you a choice. It would seem that the Mokum Tefillin is not wide enough to accommodate two tefillin. Rather, it's long and narrow, so to say, so it could accommodate two tefillin, one behind the other. And that's the Mokum Yesh Varosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin, and therefore the Rashi Rabbi and Tam Tefillin, when worn at the same time, must be worn one behind the other. The problem is that there is a Bir Halacha in Siman Lamed Beis. The Bir Halacha in Siman Lamed Beis is discussing the correct size for tefillin. So the Bir Halacha over there says that although the correct size for tefillin is unclear, however, a person should not have two pairs of tefillin, one which is three times the size of the other. Why? Because since Chazal tell us that Mokum Yesh Varosh Lo Niach Shtei Tefillin, it's mashma that there's only room on the head to wear two pairs of tefillin, not three pairs of tefillin. So if a person is going to own two pairs of tefillin, one is more than double, one is three times the size of the other, so then he's going to have a problem. One of them is going to be too big, or one of them is going to be too small. Because since it's only Mokum Yesh Varosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin and not Shleisha Tefillin, so if a person has two pairs of tefillin, one one is three times the size of the other, so he can't be yetzer the mitzvah like that, wearing one day like this, the other day like that. He goes into the discussion of tarti disaster on two different days, because al kopanim, one of them is too big, or one of them is too small, and therefore, one should not have two pairs of tefillin, one which is triple the size of the other. The shaila is that l'chaira, tefillin, the halacha is, have to be square. Since tefillin have to be square, so that means that the Mishnah Berurah is okay, the Bir Halacha is okay, if a person has two pairs of tefillin, one double the size of the other, and he wears on Sunday the small ones, and on Monday the big ones. The problem, l'chaira, is that you can't have a pair of tefillin double the size of another pair of tefillin. Because since tefillin has to be square, the larger pair has to be four times the size of the smaller pair. In other words, it will be double both in the width and double in the length. Since the Mishnah Berurah holds that one can wear two pairs of tefillin, one, let's say, size A, and the other one double size A, double A really is double from right to left and from front to back. That means the Bir Halacha holds that the Mokman tefillin is large enough to accommodate two pairs of tefillin side by side, as well as two pairs of tefillin front to back. Unlike our assumption that Rashi holds that the Mokman tefillin is wide and short, from right to left there's room for two, but from front to back there's only room for one. And Tosfos argues and says that Tosfos would hold that from front to back there's room for two, and from right to left there's only room for one. We see from that Bir Halacha that assumption is incorrect. The Bir Halacha is understanding that in Shittas Tosfos that the tefillin are put, may be put one behind the other. The Mokman tefillin is wide enough to accommodate two tefillin from right to left, and two tefillin front to back. Really, four pair of tefillin, l'chaira, two by two. If this is the case, so the Sefer Tefillin L'Moshe asks the Pashta Shaila, why does the Mishnah Berurah insist that the person who's wearing Rashi and Beit Tamsun at the same time wears the two pairs of tefillin, one behind the other? L'chaira, he can wear the tefillin side by side. The same way that the Mokman tefillin can accommodate two pairs of tefillin from side to side, from front to back, the Mokman tefillin can also accommodate two pairs of tefillin from right to left. So why is the Mishnah Berurah insistent that the two pairs of tefillin worn are worn one behind the other? What would be wrong if the fellow would wear the tefillin from right to left? That's the Tefillin L'Maisha Shaila. L'chaira, we could say a Yishuv to the Tefillin L'Maisha Shaila, which brings out an important halacha in the halacha of Hanachas Tefillin Shel Rosh. And that's as follows. The Lashon of the Mechaber in Siman Chav Zayin, which really is the Lashon of the Rambam says as follows, Sorach l'chavein haktsitza shetia be'emtza. One has to be mechavein, make perfectly perfect, that the tefillin is centered, k'dei sheyu bein ho'einayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lo yata oisa letzad echad." You should not let the tefillin wander, lean to one side. K'dei sheyiskayim v'hayu l'tay tofais bein einecha. The mashmois of the Rambam is, and that's the mashmois of the Mechaber, that although when we discuss tefillin shel yad, the only discussion is where is the mokum tefillin, and once the tefillin is in the mokum tefillin, we're perfectly fine. We don't care which part of the Mokman tefillin is tefillin shel yad sitting. But in Hilchos tefillin shel Rosh, there's another halacha. And that is that tefillin shel Rosh must be centered. That tefillin shel Rosh must be centered. And regardless of the fact that the Mokman tefillin can accommodate that there's still more room in the Makom Tefillin to the right of one's Tefillin Shoresh or to the left of one's Tefillin Shoresh, that does not mean that the Tefillin Shoresh can be worn off center. There's an additional halacha in Hilchas Tefillin, and that is that Tefillin Shoresh must be centered. And that's what the Rambam says. Tzorach l'chavein haktitza shetia be'emtza k'tei shetia bein ha'kneged bein ha'inayim. And that's when the Mishnah Berurah brings from many Achrayim, that if the tefillin leans to the right or the left, one is not Mekayim Mitzvah's tefillin. And the pshat is that besides for the halacha, the tefillin must be placed in the makom tefillin, but there's an additional halacha that the tefillin must be put bein ha'inayim, that tefillin shalroish must be centered. And therefore, if one has a large pair of tefillin, that's fine. Even if it's twice the size, Monday's tefillin is twice the size of Sunday's tefillin, and it extends another inch to the right or another inch to the left on both in both directions, that's not a problem. Because the Makom Tefillin could accommodate a larger tefillin which extends both to the right and to the left. However, no matter if you're wearing big tefillin or small tefillin, the tefillin must be centered. And therefore, if somebody is wearing two pairs of tefillin shoresh, he has to wear them one behind the other, so both can be centered, and he cannot wear them side by side. Unlike Shita's Rashi in our Gemara, that they could be worn side by side. But the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Rishonim will hold, that Makom Tefillin and Neishtei Tefillin means one behind the other, they're not arguing on Rashi that the Makom Tefillin extends from right to left, the size of two tefillin, but by adding that the Makom Tefillin extends further back than Shita's Rashi, which is actually where the Kohen Gadol wore his tefillin, but they have another halacha, and that is that tefillin shoresh must be centered. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Haysofas, the Chelek Aleph, he says, when Chazal say that Kadesh v'hoi kiviyacha miyamin, and Shema v'hoi yim shemaya bismail, that the parish of Kadesh v'hoi viyacha has to be on the right, and the Shema v'hoi yim shemaya has to be on the left. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we're now referring to the right half of the bayis, or the left half of the bayis, but rather we're talking about the right half of the wearer of the tefillin, and the left half of the wearer of the tefillin. In other words, that we're telling you the parashas have to be worn, these parashas on the right side of his body, these parashas on the left side of his body, and therefore, basically what the Gemara is teaching you is that the tefillin must be centered. The only off-center which is allowed is the thickness of the wool between the two batim. So therefore, what comes out is, first of all, a person must be very careful that his tefillin are centered. Even if he has small tefillin, and the Makom Tefillin is larger than his tefillin, he has to make sure his tefillin is centered. Somebody who's wearing Rashi and a Beit Tam tefillin at the same time, one behind the other, also must make sure that, who's wearing two pairs of tefillin at the same time, one has to be behind the other, and both of them centered. However, a person can wear one day a small pair of tefillin and another day a larger pair of tefillin, even if that larger pair of tefillin is double the size of the smaller pair of tefillin, which means that it's going to extend significantly to the right and the left, because the Makom Tefillin extends the shear of two tefillin from right to left. But even so, that only will help you for one large pair of tefillin. Two pairs of tefillin must be put one behind the other in order to mekayim our new halacha, that the tefillin have to be placed bein ha'inayim, between one's eyes, and to make sure that the correct parashiyos are on the correct part of the head.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office
at thehalachacenter.org.